Thanks so much for being with us on this very special weekend. And are you in for a treat? Our special guest today, it's her first time with us at Cathedral of Faith, but you may know her as Chewbacca Mom because she posted a video 9 years ago on Facebook, and it's had over the last 9 years, 380 billion views. See if you remember this.
Naturally. Okay, here we go. So, yes! Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise, it's the mask! Here, listen.
Yeah, Candace Payne, since that moment, she's gone on to write books about joy. She's gone on all the talk shows and talked about joy. God's given her an amazing platform, and her life message is a message of joy. It's her first time to be with us. First service was so powerful. I'm ready to receive what God has for me this service, and I hope you are too. I want you to give Candace Payne a great big welcome to Cathedral of Faith, San Jose. Welcome, Candace. Contagious joy.
Wow. So some of y'all are like, okay, that was a video of her laughing in her car for 4 minutes solid, hardly talking about anything. This 30 minutes should be great, right? Like, she got anything to say, or are we just gonna laugh it up again? How many of y'all need a good laugh? You're like, that's me, I'm ready. Well, you're gonna be disappointed. It's all serious from here. I mean, can't you tell by this cardigan? We're gonna get real educated and academic in this moment. Some of y'all don't have a sense of humor or sarcasm as your love language. That's fine. That's fine. I sense it. Y'all need to buckle up, Buttercup. I came here from Texas because we got some work to do this morning. Let's go. I'm kidding. You're like, wow, she's insulting us. She's said a lot of things I'm not sure about. Well, be prepared. That was just the first 30 seconds. We got more. More for y'all to dissect. All right, now I gotta just make something clear. I need to know by a raise of hands, how many of y'all saw that video in 2016? Okay, yeah. Yeah, California was here for it. Y'all were there. Y'all were needing a good laugh on that day, weren't you? What's so funny is that feels like ages ago because it almost is. On next Sunday, it'll be the Chewbacca Momiversary. That's what I call it. And it'll be 9 years since I posted that video. If you can imagine the amount of life change that somebody can have in 9 years, it's pretty wild. I was in my 30s. Y'all, I'm in my 40s. I don't care about nothing. I don't care about nobody's opinion of me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, your 40s, you just stop caring. You're like, you don't like me, so what? I don't like me either. No, I'm just kidding. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, that's fine. That's fine. I could be a villain in your story. That's great. But you also, you learn a lot from your 30s into your 40s, and you learn a lot from a moment that kind of projects you into a new season. And for me, that video was just that. It was going from complete obscurity and anonymity into a spotlight I didn't even know existed. Y'all, did y'all know that there are privacy settings on things that you post on the internet webs? And when you don't have those things on, it can go viral. Like, people see it everywhere. I thought my Facebook was broken that next morning. I kept on scrolling. I just see my stupid video. And I was like, well, I got a glitch in my app or something. I didn't even know to look at, like, the view count with how many people were looking at it. I had to have somebody that's cute and younger call me, like a millennial. And they were like, hey, your video's going viral. And I was like, what does that mean? And they're like, well, like, lots of people are seeing it. And I was like, my mom friends? And they're like, oh, more than that. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I Googled, how many views do you have to have a viral video? And in 2016, Google's answer was this: 1 million views within 24 hours. Before I went to bed that night after posting it, not only did I reach 1 million views, but the next morning I woke up with 23 million views. And it put me in the Guinness World Book of Records for the most viral video view count of a Facebook Live video ever, still to this day. And so like, I can have some really weird credit for things that I didn't try to do at all. You know, people are like, they clap when I tell them these statistics, and I'm like, thank you, it was really hard work. And I tried my whole life to accomplish these goals. Actually, it was just a surprise to me as it is to you. I don't know about y'all, but have you ever had blind spots in your own life for things that you didn't realize about yourself, but everybody else did? My goodness, I didn't realize something that I'd now realized from that video. You know, the moment that I posted that, there was so much. We could talk years on that video, but I'm tired of it. Can we just move past it for a second? We could talk about all the little fun nuances and how there was things that was just like these God winks from that moment. It was my birthday week. Y'all, do y'all know that when you reach a certain age, you get a whole week for your birthday? Like, it's not just a birthday. Like, you get the whole week and nobody better bother you. Like, you get the week to do what you want, eat what you want, go to sleep when you want. If somebody questions your afternoon nap, tell them to shut their mouth. I'm telling you. And then when you reach a certain age, you get a whole month for yourself. Like, I'm in my 40s. I get a birth month. The month of May is my month. It's not just Mother's Day today. It's my month, you know? And then when you reach 50s and on, the whole year is yours. It is not the year of the Lord. It's the year of the Lord and you for that year, you know? It's just yours. So it was my birthday week. I'd done a couple returns. I found this toy mask because I was looking for something for my kids because I took back something to Kohl's. It didn't fit me because it was too big. Y'all did not rejoice in that quick enough. It was yoga pants that were too big. Now you know the joy of the Lord with that statement. When you got skinny pants, hot pants that are too big, you're like, girl, what you doing? Praise him, you know? Lift up a shout of praise for that. But I found something for my kids, ended up putting on that toy mask. The rest is history, but what I did discover is that something was a deficit. I started getting these instant messages from people, and they would say stuff like, girl, I cannot remember the last time that I laughed like that. Or I cannot remember the last time I just had fun in my car without my kids, uninterrupted, and lost it. And I don't know about y'all, but people assume that I laugh like that all the time. I don't. Like, you got to work for my laugh. I'm actually a humor snob. You might not know it, but I really am. Like, if you say something, you'll mostly get like a little, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be real funny. But for some reason, that mask making that noise, I could not get over it. I about peed myself. I was in that moment. It was big. But what I also discovered too were people saying, I wonder what it is that you got that I don't got. What'd you take? They thought I was on a drug of some sort, which little did they know, nope, not at all. This is just me. Undiagnosed ADHD in my 30s. It was awesome, you know? Now I'm diagnosed and I am on drugs, and thank God for ADHD meds, right? They're wearing off right now, so y'all are gonna have the real fun in the second service. Like I said, buckle up. We're gonna get going here. No, but I found myself really figuring out that most people were curious about, where do you get that joy? And what I discovered by and large is that a lot of these people that were reaching out to me were what they would call themselves and identify as Christians. And they're saying, man, I can't remember the last time I've had that kind of joy. I started to see a deficit, and the deficit was large. You know, we are in lack of joy. And yet we say in the very same breath that we have the hope of glory, that we know the answer. Y'all remember growing up in the 90s and singing, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Anybody? Come on, let's go. Above him, there's no other. If you had motions to it, I know you did it. You can try to cringe yourself all day long out of that memory, but it's there. I know it is. And we say we've got the answer, and we know the hope of glory, and we've got the resurrection power living inside of us, and we sing songs, and we walk into a building like this, like you did this morning. I've got the joy, yeah, you know? And then you walk in, y'all were cussing your kids out in the parking lot, some of y'all. I know. Don't act like they weren't. Some of y'all laugh too hard at that, and I know who the sinners are in this room, and that makes me real happy. We can get tacos later, all right? All I'm saying is that we say things that are incongruent with what we're living. It's because there may be a hope that we'll be like that, or maybe we'll actually find joy. Or some of us think, joy's for everybody else, but for me, it's just not gonna come to my door. Or I've probably lived a life that lady up there in that brightly Josephina colored jacket doesn't understand. Some of y'all don't know Bible jokes. It was supposed to be Joseph, coat of many colors, but I called it Josephina because I'm a girl. If you have to explain a joke, it gets worse and not funny. That was for the people online that I know you laughed. Bless you. Favor and glory. I will say this. What I do understand is that joy is not just a distant dream for you. I really want you to take that to heart personally. If you came in this room this morning and you think, everybody else gets joy, but I'm going to struggle through this life, then I want to tell you something that maybe nobody has been kind enough to tell you or let you realize, but the moment that you understood what God did for you through his son Jesus, and you responded with a yes, you are no longer yours. You were bought at a price. Your life is now hidden in Christ. And in him, there is no lack. There is no favoritism. There is no maybe I'll like this child of mine. You are an heir, a co-heir with Christ. And because of that, you have the ability to have within you right now a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And a fruit of the Holy Spirit that often goes glossed over or overlooked or anticipated but never caught is the joy of the Lord. And I want to just proclaim to you this morning, joy is here. And it's for you. Let's be more specific. The Holy Spirit. It says it is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If I was to go out today and I had in these pockets that are wrongly placed on these jeans that some of y'all can't figure out how my rear end got in the front. I love these jeans. Y'all can say what you want. Took me a long time to fit in these jeans. I'm going to wear them till they wear out, okay? But if I had in each pocket some seeds and I said, I want to plant a lemon tree today or an apple tree, and I got the seeds for them. But I came out here with this lemon tree seeds and I said, I'm going to put those in the ground and I'm going to grow me the biggest, most beautiful apple tree. Y'all would look at me like I was crazy, right? Because when you put in the wrong seed in the ground and expect something else to grow, you're the fool. And many of y'all are trying to grow joy from inside out, but you don't have the right seed. And it says that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. So if you're trying to fake it till you make it, it ain't gonna be the real thing. It's a counterfeit. And what I know about counterfeits is that they're never like the real thing. They can get close to it, they can look like it, but they're not it. They won't be it, they don't hold the same value, that's for sure. They may fool some people, but they're not gonna fool the people that made them. And what I know is this, is that many of y'all are starving and hungry for joy. And this morning, we're about to give you some tools to get it. So are y'all ready? All right, come on now, second service. I know y'all better be ready. We're gonna have some fun. What I know too about joy is that it's not easy to get and it ain't easy to keep. A lot of people assume that because I just had a video laughing in my car and I just look fun. How many of y'all know that I walk in a room and I kind of look like I'm going to bring some fun with me? I can kind of try to hide it, but not really. I'm like that little gorilla from Tarzan. The fun has arrived, you know? You just can't kind of hide it. But what I will say is this. Some of y'all believe that just because I look the way I look, that maybe joy comes easily to me. I'm going to tell you this morning, every ounce of joy that I have has been fought for. And every every ounce that I maintain and keep, it's been fought to keep as well. And I don't think that many of y'all realize you're fighting for the wrong thing today. You've got fists up in the air and you're going at it and you're trying to get it all crazy and all things put together and you're tired and you're worn out and you're wondering why you can't break a smile at the same time or take a break and get some rest and feel some peace and get some release and maybe feel as though life is worth it all. Can I just tell you, maybe it's because you're in the wrong fight. Because what I know is that the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Not when you got the real thing. Not when you got the real thing. So let's talk about it, shall we? I don't have much time with you, so I'm going to go fast. And I did warn you, I have ADHD, okay? So in my mind, I've said 9 paragraphs ahead of this one. So we're going to catch up to that part, and I want you to join me. What I do understand that a lot of people don't understand about joy is that we have wrongly thought for a long time that it is the opposite of depression. Think about this. As somebody that's depressed, we would think, well, if they weren't depressed, they would just be happy, or they would have joy. Don't you think that that's a correct assumption? Well, through therapy and counseling, which I've been through, and some of you are like, no surprise, right? Because I believe firmly that you can have Jesus and a therapist. And I believe many of us need them, if not all of us in this room. And if you're like, not me, call somebody tomorrow. Definitely you. Look at the people around you. They know. I'm giving you a moment to self-assess, all I'm saying. I felt like somebody needed to go, me? Yeah, you. What I do know is this, is that the opposite of depression is not joy. The opposite of depression is expression. Think of that for a second. If I had an orange up here, which I don't want to get my hands dirty, so I didn't do it, but if I had an orange and I come over and I put it on this table and I start pressing it down, I depress it, what's going to happen to that orange? It's going to start juicing. It's going to have things express out of it. And here's what the world does, is it comes and it depresses us with either grief, sorrow, hardship, long suffering, health crisis, things that come in our life that are either momentary or temporal, things that are long suffered, or actual clinical depression too, where it is a body's physiological response to things that have happened in either our childhood trauma or things that are still wrapped up that your body's kept the score on. And what I need to tell you is that you're never going to push through or hold it all together to get the joy that you are craving unless you express. And many of us feel like we've not even tapped into what that means because we're trying to hold it all together. Let's get some freedom up here this morning. Here's what I want to let you know more than anything else. There's only one person that's supposed to hold things together. And it ain't you. Do you know the beauty is when you respond? Do you know the freedom comes when you actually express back to the Lord what has been depressing you? Your freedom comes when you say, I will not carry this. I will not hold this. I will give this to my God. Some of y'all are tired from fighting the fight to get the joy you want. You're listening to the songs. You've got a joy playlist. You even paid for the premium so you don't have to hear the ads in between that make you mad. You know, steal your joy. But out here in the streets of real life, you're struggling to find it. And you wonder, what in the world could I possibly do more, God? I'm trying. I'm reading my Bible. I'm praying. I'm in a study group. I tell people about you. I live for you. I tithe. Man, that's big. That's big. You know, I'm trusting you with my finances, God. I'm giving all I can. And yet I still don't have joy. Is it worth it? Well, can I tell you, we are fighting the wrong fight and we're expressing nothing but holding everything. And instead, we're filling up our days with obligation. And can I tell you that real love is not found in obligation. Real love is found in response. real love, real joy, my goodness, real joy is found in response. And some of y'all this morning, I'm telling you, you're tired. And I see you, and it's your moment. This is a moment on Mother's Day. It's a reckoning for many of y'all to get your joy back. And listen, y'all are so cute. Y'all clapping for everything, and it makes me feel so good, and I'm getting validation. But I told y'all, I got 9 paragraphs to go. We got to move. Let that clap be in your heart. Don't hold it together, but just, you know? Let's go. Here's what I know. Mamas, let's talk for a second. Mamas in the room. I understand today's got multi-layers of different things that you're feeling and experiencing internally that you may never express. But I need you to find a place of freedom today and express them unto the Lord. Because your family's health depends upon it. Your health depends upon it. Your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, your spiritual health depends upon you expressing the things that are depressing. Mamas, get it out. It'll just keep you trapped if it's in. Now, dads, if you think that you got off scot-free with that phrase, you better just lean in. How many of y'all know that men ain't happy about nothing? How many of you wives, you're like, yeah? I can't tell you how many wives that I see, he's really a sweet guy and he's just a cuddle bear, but that's only for me. Like, he doesn't really smile for anybody but for me. And wives, like, you try real hard to get your husband to smile. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, it's going to be a good day. I made him laugh. Now, I know that's not just me. Some of y'all don't want to say it because they're sitting next to you and you think they're going to be gripey all the way home. Let me just tell you something. Men, the reason why I know you ain't happy all the time is because even the things you love, you still look sour about. I could watch football with y'all in the same room. The thing you love and you are angry faced. You're watching him and you're like, no. That was a flag. That should have been a flag. You know what I'm saying? Like everything is like an, or you're sitting there and you're like, no. Interference. It's interference. I don't even know what we're saying, but I could tell you're upset about it. Yet you say this is your favorite thing and you buy everything to go with it. Don't talk to us about our purses or our craft room when you have jerseys and baseball caps that have to be a certain size with a certain diameter around. By the way, I will never know somebody's head size. I don't care to. I don't want to know your 7/8 whatever. Get the trucker cap. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't go, it's not worth owning in my opinion, okay? Some of you men, I just lost you. You're like, I don't like her. She's out. Now, I will say this. We've heard happy wife, happy life, but I'm going to tell you happy spouse, happy house. Men, we need you to get your joy back too. Can I tell you there is nothing that lights up a home than when the dad is happy? Men, I want to encourage you. Hear this. Literally hear this from me. Your joy will lead your home. It's not your hand, it's not your strength, it's not your discipline, it's not solely how much that you correct and you coddle or how you affirm even. Those things are beautiful and they're great in their own right and their own merit, but for some of you men, you've never heard somebody tell you, and I just want you to know, your joy, because of the lack of it, is the one piece of the puzzle that it's being waiting. Just put it in. Just put it in and watch. Watch what happens to your family when the daddy's happy. Watch what happens, man, when your wife doesn't have to walk on eggshells, when she doesn't have to wonder, am I going to make him mad? Watch what happens to you, to your children when they know they screw up and they can run to you, not run away from you. Because my daddy has a smile, because he loves me. He smiles when he walks in the room and he looks at me. We sing these songs about God being such a loving God, but many of us have had an earthly father that showed us a different example of a father that did not have joy on his face. And men, I want to encourage you, the best gift you can give a mama today, your wife, is to get yourself joy back in your life. That's the, mamas, am I lying? The best gift your husband could give you is to be full of joy in your home. Y'all know that's true because all y'all are like, thank you. I have to nod quietly because I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to work on this. But we're going to download this message. I'm putting it in the speakers in the car on the way home. A lot of people, they talk to you about joy and they say, here's our deficit. Here's what we need. Men, get your act together and women, get your joy back. Can I also tell you too? You can borrow joy from your children. How many of y'all, have you seen an innocent child that they see something for the first time and you couldn't care about what they're watching, but you've got their camera on them watching their face light up because there's nothing like that little baby's joy. Have y'all ever seen a baby try ice cream for the first time? Oh, see, all y'all started laughing because you knew. Because they're like, and then they're like, you know, I mean, it's just like this savage beast comes out in them and they're like, what is this delight? And then they get brain freeze and then they destroy their head. And you're like, yeah, yeah, you got to learn that life lesson too, buddy. Slow it down. That was Chris Farley-esque. I really apologize. I try to keep that for reserved crowds. I guess y'all got that this morning. But I will say this. I use that as a transition phrase a lot, but I will say this. I do know that there are things in our lives that we could benefit from having more joy, but we're also not told how. So this morning, in the limited time that I have left with you, we're going to go through how. Y'all ready? First thing I got to say is this, get in the Word of God. Get in the Word of God to express, because there is scripture upon scripture that will take you and will lead you to where you need to be. Let me just read a few. Here's the first one, 1 Peter 5:7. Throw all your anxiety onto him because he cares for you. Not some of it. And don't just go, I hope you're okay with this, God. It's a little anxiety that I have. And I'm just kind of worried about that, but I hope you like it and think not less of me, right? And the whole time he's like, throw all of it. You got some anxiety? Don't keep any for yourself. I got you. Throw it all. We should be chucking that stuff to him. I didn't know what word I was going to use, but praise God it was filtered. Thanks for having me this morning, Pastor. There's a lot of trust. Psalms 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord. He will support you. God will never let the righteous be shaken. Hey, you cast it on him. It doesn't mean that it's not going to come to you because you wouldn't have anything to cast to him. Okay, catch 22 right there. But you got to cast it back. It's like playing hot potato. It comes to you and you go, not mine, not it. You throw it back, and then he says, I'm not going to say that you don't get it and you don't get to experience it in this life, but I will say is I'll take it from you anytime you cast it back at me, and I will make sure that you are not shaken. Because here's the deal. Some of y'all are shaking in your boots, and you don't need to be. Get that junk off you. Come to me, all you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Anybody struggling? Carrying a heavy load today. Decided to get dressed up, look all cute, and just do Mother's Day, and this is just part of the day, but you know you're leaving here still with a heavy load. You don't have to. You don't have to. Come to him. He will give you rest. Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious about anything, but rather bring all your requests to God. It doesn't say don't have anxiety. Anxiety is a physical and physiological condition that can exist. Your body can respond to certain things. I am not peddling you any false things against with what we know to be true. But what I will say is, anxiousness is your choice. You don't need to live in what ifs. You need to live in what is. Here's the deal. What if says, what if this doesn't come through? Change it around. What is true is that I don't know who is going to be doing things to me or saying things about me or maybe taking things from me, but I know who is with me. That's what who is says. With what is. Something says, well, what if it doesn't work out? Okay, but what is happening? I know that my God is working all things for good to those who are called according to his purpose. So if he's working, I just get to be still and watch him work. Stop playing the what if game and play the what is game. You will find out very quickly your anxious thoughts have a place to go, and it's back to hell. They don't deserve to be on the believer. They don't. Y'all got Jesus. What? Stop singing songs about him like you believe it when you're not acting like it. Oh, that was hard. I'm sorry. Let's go back to being nice. Okay. Another Bible verse here. I love this one. When the righteous cry out, the Lord listens. He delivers them from all their troubles. That's found in Psalms 34:17. Some of y'all just haven't even cried out to God because you think like he doesn't care. He says, I will listen and I will deliver. And not just part of the problem, I'll get it all out of there. He picked me up from the miry clay. He set my feet on solid ground. This ain't a God who plays games with my emotions. He's not up there manipulating me to love him. He's saying, I am a good father with good things in store for my children if you will but just respond to my goodness. See, many of us are depressed and we got to express. Read your Bible, worship. Worship, y'all. Here's the deal. Not worship y'all. Don't worship yourselves, but I'm from Texas. Forgive me there. Y'all goes with everything. Kind of like queso. Some of y'all need to understand that there is a moment ahead of you today even that you're going to be at a crossroads and you're going to hear what you hear in this time and you're going to be given an opportunity to either just hold it in and act like you got your junk together and fake it till you make it kind of joy. And listen, when people approach you and they say, how you doing? You know what I get a lot? How you doing? And they'll go, well, I'm highly favored and blessed by the Lord. Praise him. You know what the world needs? They need people that go, it is horrible right now. And not a thing has been working. And when it rains, it pours. But I tell you what, I've made a choice to build my life on the rock, the firm foundation. And I know that from only there we go up. You ain't got to smile about that. You ain't got to lie about it. You ain't got to put on God a responsibility to be something for them that he's not being to you in that moment. You need to be honest. Express whatever is depressed. Worship. And if you don't know how to worship, y'all, there's YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. Y'all have got so many resources in this generation to turn on worship, there is no excuse. Not a single one. If you can't sing, who cares? Get somebody else to do it for you. You know what I mean? And then be like, I will lip sing this, and that is my voice now. Hello. I do say that many of us really miss an opportunity for joy because we're just full of sorrow, full of so many things that are not supposed to be yours. Now, if you think I'm running out of time, I always overshoot how much time I have, and that's part of my time blindness with ADHD. And I love the sound of my own voice, so just kidding. You're like, wow, she's narcissistic too. She had that diagnosed. My father hasn't either, it's fine. That was trauma coming out. Sorry about that joke. Kidding, you don't know me yet. We'll get to know each other, we're good. What I will say is this, many of you feel as though in this moment, it's cute for me to talk about joy and give you some ideas and talk about worship and talk about a Bible verse, but let me end with this. I need you to hear it from me. Not only am I somebody saying that I fought for my joy and I fight hard to keep it, I'm in the middle of ongoing traumatic stress right now. I have a mom that's in the late stages of Alzheimer's, and I knew my grandmother, her mom, had Alzheimer's when I was an 11-year-old kid. I've seen the women, the matriarchs of my family, on a Mother's Day that I'm celebrating today, be ravaged with a disease that doesn't have a cure, that doesn't have a good ending to it. Let's be clear, there's no other ending that I've seen that's been good. This is long-suffering. And for me to stand and talk about joy, unless it was the real thing, I better leave right now. So I need you to hear me out. When I express, there's a couple things I do. I crochet. Because I made these pockets, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I will not deprive myself of pockets as a female any longer. It's also why they're down here, so. And I also songwrite and I sing. And I wrote a song about my mom, and this is only now the second time I've ever sung it out loud for other people. But I wanted to give us an opportunity to express together or to see an example of what that looks like. I was born on May 13th, on a Mother's Day in 1979. And I'm telling you, from that moment, Mother's Day always means something special to me, but it's even more remarkable when it gets back to being on Mother's Day again. Only happens every now and then. It's very few. But I wrote a song after one of the hardest Mother's Days and / birthdays I've ever had. So we're gonna go ahead and roll this. It's gonna feel a little bit awkward for some of y'all that aren't emotionally healthy, and I just wanna encourage you, lean in. It's okay. If I can be emotionally unstable with you for a good 30 minutes, you can join me. It's easy. I want you to hear these words and think about what you're walking through, okay? May 13th on a Sunday in a small town of Wyoming, 1979. Mother's Day a little sweeter this time. Although I was your second daughter, joining two brothers and our father. Mama, you gave enough. Every one of us felt your love. I never knew a woman more faithful. I never knew a woman more grateful than you. And I guess I never will. I never knew a woman more kinder. I never knew a woman more wiser than you. And I know I never will. All the words you can't remember to say, and the thoughts that simply seem to fade. You don't have to be afraid. Like a storybook that's new to you, I'll retell your adventures of a woman wild and brave and free, the one I wanna be. All the good you have done, I will remember for you. Now here's a remarkable thing. In her final stages, it was my birthday on May 13th and Mother's Day, and she gave me a special phone call. That's what this is about. May 13th on a Sunday, 2018, I hear the phone ring. This time I'm 39, Mother's Day and two babies I call mine. She said, oh, is it your birthday? I'm calling, is it your birthday? Oh, Mama, it is indeed. What a joy this is to me. This moment was a gift of clarity. She heard the hesitation holding back my tears, holding back so many tears. But I soaked up every moment of clarity, knowing this may never be a gift I'd get again in the coming years. All the world you can't remember to say, thoughts that simply seem to fade. You don't have to be afraid, 'cause like a storybook, that's new to you. I'll retell your adventures of a woman wild and brave and free, the one I want to be. All the good you have done, I will remember for you. And this is what I would say to her today. So you don't have to worry when you can't speak my name. And my heart won't be troubled when you don't recognize my face. 'Cause I just wanna see you happy for the rest of your days. All the good you have done, I will remember for you. All the good you've done, I will remember for you. As you're standing, and if some of you are sitting, don't feel the need to stand. What I want you understanding in this moment is that you've just encountered a moment that's been expressed. You encountered somebody that was vulnerable enough with all of my heartache on a day like no other to be in front of strangers that may accept me or may deny me and give you the most vulnerable part of me, so that you may find your healing. This is not about performance or hoping that you like me or go find me online and buy my books. This is because many of us say we have the hope of glory, but we got no joy because we don't know how to get out the sorrow. And I need you to see it's possible. And it belongs to those who say they know Jesus. Church, rise up and accept the good and faithful gift of our God. I was talking with Pastor backstage, and he's evaded me now. He's gone. No, you're there. Good. I was talking with him backstage, and I said, What more can we ask God to do that he hadn't already done? What more do we demand of him to say, do it again in this way for me? He's conquered everything for you, friend. The thing that you're lacking is response. Just express, respond, get the junk out, because he's made the way. You don't need to beg him to come. You don't need to ask him to show up in your life. You don't need another miracle. You don't need another word. You don't need anything other than what the scripture's already given to you, because he said it, he's done it, he's faithful. He is the same yesterday, today, forever. And when you call out to him, he's waiting for your response. If you're lacking this morning, I want to commission you. I literally want to commission joy to you. If you're wanting to pray that with me and you say, this message was for me, lift up your hands like a funnel, ready to receive. God, right now, I'm just asking that you do what only you can do. We have a group of people here right now that they're lifting their hands because I'm a lady that asked them to, but I know there's something deeper going on right now. There's a work that you're doing in some of their hearts that is finally expressing what has been depressing them, and they're no longer living for the things that have been keeping them under the enemy's thumb with lies. Father, this is their reckoning. This is their moment. This is a moment you've called them out of darkness into marvelous light. You are letting them see that what they have been holding on to belongs to you, that the battle is not theirs, but it is yours. You are a faithful God, and you will fight for us. We only need to stand still. Father, right now, I ask that you pour out joy upon joy upon joy upon joy to men, to fathers, to husbands, to sons. Would you pour it upon them and let it permeate everything that they do in their work? God, would you let it just show up when they're laughing with their kids, when they're smiling at their wives? Father, for the mamas, would you let them have a burden lifted off of them that they're not responsible for everybody's joy? God, would you give them the hope of glory that you are capable and able to take whatever they bring to you and to get rid of it and keep it off? And Father, for children, would they be raised in homes that see joy? Woo, from this moment, in this day, 2025, 60 years going strong in this community, you're doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Do you not see our God is breaking new ground? And it starts with a battlefield of joy saying, this will be a house of joy. This will be a place where the nations will say, boy, do they have the joy of the Lord. I want some of that. God, I ask that you give it freely. And Father, I ask that you nag them with your Holy Spirit to get them to let things go. In Jesus' name, amen.